The next primary election takes place in President Obama's home state of Illinois. In addition to the presidential vote tomorrow, there are several House races on the ballot, mostly due to redistricting. And that includes a Democratic primary challenge to a congressman who is a member of a famous political family, Jesse Jackson Jr. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Good morning. Hi, everyone.
Congressman Jesse Jackson and his wife Sandy, as Chicago aldermen, took advantage of early voting recently, walking into a nearly empty polling place to cast their ballots. Afterwards, Jackson spoke about his primary election fight.
We are engaged in a great intra-party struggle within the 2nd Congressional District over its direction.
In the vast majority of congressional districts drawn to favor one party or another, the primary race is often the ticket to winning, and Jackson has won his Democratic district repeatedly since winning a special election in 1995. The district's reconfiguration added more rural areas to Jackson's mix of Chicago neighborhoods and southern suburbs, opening the door for a challenger. Debbie Halverson served one term and lost her seat in Congress in 2010, but the new 2nd District includes areas she once represented, and Halverson decided to take Jackson on.
I made that decision because I believed that not only should people have a choice, but he hasn't done anything.
Jackson argues he's brought millions of dollars in projects to the district and has pushed relentlessly for a 3rd metropolitan airport, which he believes will bring much-needed jobs to the district.
I believe this election is a mandate on whether or not we will build this airport and create a south side and south suburbs that looks like the north side of Chicago and north suburbs.
But Halverson says there's been little movement on the airport, and Jackson has spent too much time on it while neglecting other matters.
I just came by to visit and sit and listen to see what the issues
Halverson
are
has been taking that message everywhere, like at this suburban block club meeting, where she talks with a small group of voters about jobs and what she was able to do while she served in Congress.
Like having brought a mega clinic for our veterans to a hospital that would have soon been empty.
Her argument seems to be having some impact here, but one of the big issues in this race is who has backed President Obama's policies the most. That's crucial in a district where African Americans, some of the president's most ardent supporters, make up 54% of the population. So Jackson and Halverson have been running dueling radio ads. Here's the one for Jackson, which criticizes Halverson for her votes in Congress.
In fact, Halverson voted with the Republicans and against President Obama 88 times.
How many? She voted 88 times with the Republicans.
And here's Debbie Halverson's response ad.
She's a big supporter of President Obama's, too, voting 90% of the time with him.
I read in the Sun-Times Jesse's been caught lying about Debbie's support for President Obama.
Yeah, well,
Jackson's been forced to defend his seat while the House Ethics Committee investigates him. A public reminder came last week when former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich reported to prison. The Ethics Committee is looking into allegations that a Jackson fundraiser was part of a scheme to raise money for the former governor in return for appointing Jackson to the Senate seat once held by President Obama. Halverson says those types of ethical distractions make it difficult for Jackson to represent the district.
People are very confused. They don't understand how Rod Blagojevich could be going to jail for 14 years for trying to sell a seat, and nothing is happening to Jesse Jackson Jr. because they know that he's connected to the whole scandal.
Jackson has never been charged with a crime and says he's not worried about the ethics investigation.
No, I'm confident I'm going to be vindicated from that process.
And despite the ethical cloud, Jackson has received big party endorsements from Chicago's mayor, the state's governor, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Halverson says she has much more local support, but the biggest issue for both candidates on Election Day will actually be motivating Democrats to come out, since there's no presidential primary on the Democratic ticket to spur voter turnout. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.